This is episode number 2245 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 7th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Caleb Johnson, who won American Idol's 13th season.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that? It was like 8 years ago, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute.
Do you remember him?
Not
I don't.
Really.
I don't think I was watching on the 13th. I haven't watched, really, since season five. Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood's an American Idol winner, right? I think that's the last one, because I started boycotting them when Catherine McPhee didn't win.
Oh, yeah.
She should have won. Oh, well.
You know what,
things
though?
Turned out for her.
I was going to say.
She did okay.
I was
She's
just going to say that.
Part, one of, she, well, she gets to split the fortune of David Foster's fortune between him
and his other ex-wives.
Is that well, no, his ex-wives won't get crap, but his daughters will.
Yeah,
so
well, that's true.
Catherine will get some. Their baby will get as much sisters. The sisters.
See, yeah, she didn't just marry, she beget.
She beget a Foster.
Yes.
She birthed out and popped out a Foster.
She so tied. She's connected.
She's now connected. Exactly.
Girl ain't dumb.
Ooh, man. I know what she was looking for. Anyway.
Yeah,
what,
so she could have come in 12th on American Idol.
It wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't have
now.
Mattered.
Yeah.
Because she's laughing, saying, ha, look at me now.
Anyway, what's going on with
Caleb? All right, so he thinks his coronation song, which is the first song, you know, that the winners sing following their victory on American Idol.
Yeah.
He thinks it was a cheesy piece of crap.
Well, at least he's being honest. Of course, the statute of limitations is up.
Right.
Probably his contract with American Idol is up, too, by now.
So now Caleb says, he said, as long as you love me, was just the worst song ever.
Some of those are pretty bad.
And he said it was a nightmare to perform on his post-American Idol tour.
Oh, yeah, they have to do a tour, or they used to. I don't know if they still do that.
So he said we did at the beginning of the tour, but they switched it.
Yeah.
They switched it about halfway because it just wasn't working.
Huh.
However,
another
American Idol winner apparently had a different take on the song.
Uh-huh.
So Kelly Clarkson reportedly liked the song.
Oh, well, Kelly likes all songs. She's probably sung it on her show before on Kellyoke. I mean, that's her thing. She covers everything.
She can sing anything.
Well, yeah, she can sing the phone book. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she's not talented. She's amazing. But she likes everything. She likes everything. And then what she doesn't like, she's not going to tell us. I'd love to be a fly on the wall at her house, though. Hear her opinion of some things in the music business and the entertainment
industry. She's come a long way.
Yeah, she has. But I'm pretty sure she's opinionated, like we are. See, we don't have to be a fly on the wall. We tell you how we feel. We got nothing to lose here.
Well, no. I say you may.
Oh, come on now.
I don't say.
Okay. Kristen Stewart. Okay, there we go. See, I get started. See, there you go.
Her and her teeth. There's a Idol South America finalist, Mark Hayes. He recorded the song.
Okay.
That cheesy piece of crap. That was in 2012.
They commission these songs, and they own the rights to them. That's why they have all the other Idol shows running.
Some of them are good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not all of them,
not
but some of them are good.
I've heard some pretty cheesy ones.
If you have success now and you found it because you were on American Idol, you really need to remember where your bread got buttered.
Unless your name is Carrie Underwood.
Where would she be without American Idol?
They would have found her.
Eventually.
They would have found her. This just sped up her career. She was pretty young when she got it, too. She like 17, something like that.
I thought she was 19.
Whatever. That's still young.
Anything is young to me anymore. Jeez. Well, we think Britney Spears should join a naturalist colony.
Oh, you mean a nudist colony?
Naked colony?
Yeah. You know what, though? I mean, what? She's 40, right? So it's like, Britney, flaunt it while you got it.
And she's got it.
She's got it for now.
You know, I think
It does start to age, but I think she's taken to Instagram again, eh?
Well, she and new hubby, Sam Asghari, they finally went on a honeymoon to Hawaii this week.
Oh, finally. Wow.
And according to Brit's Insta post, the two are island hopping.
Oh, they're island hopping.
Writhing in the surf, and Brit, again, posing topless.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be Instagram without somebody posing topless.
That's
I saw
true.
That Kate Hudson did the same thing. But instead of holding her boobs, she's sitting and she's got her hair covering her boobs.
Yeah.
So it was very, very tasteful. I'm liking these tasteful nudes in Instagram.
Is there one of Halle Berry recently?
I saw one of her in a bikini. I don't know how old it was, though.
You didn't care.
I didn't care, and I have not been able to find it since a couple hours ago.
So
I'm still looking for it. I lost it. Damn stories. Anyway.
So the couple were married last month. And unbeknownst until now, moved to an $11 million house in Calabasas soon after.
Wait, she left Ventura County? Well, you know what? But the ex has been there, so the house is soiled. So
that's true.
You know what? Somebody broke in. Hopefully her new compound is a little more secure there in Calabasas. They're used to that, Calabasas. They're used to the security there.
Well, yeah, that's the type
you
of
You ain't getting
thing,
in.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have people security watching out for other. It's like, no. I know who lives there. You can't go. There's probably security that watches out for security.
Well, probably so. And now that she's not paying her dad $2 million a year, she's got money for a mortgage.
Well, let's hope so. And I know daddy wants more money, though.
Well, too bad.
Too bad. Pound sand, dad.
Pound sand, dad.
All right, so they got married, moved into a new house around the same time. Not the smartest thing to do, she wrote in an Instagram post on June 23rd.
Okay, probably
so
not.
So what do? You take your top off.
You take your top off. Let everybody see your boobs.
She says, oh, well, it's coming together. It's so weird. I wake up and everything is new. New pool, new kitchen, new bed. I think I'm in shock. So what do? You take your top off.
Take your top off.
Yeah.
And it put everybody else in shock. Well, good for her and good for Sam. So they sound like they're happy.
Well, good for Sam. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever. Good for Sam. Apparently, he doesn't mind. I don't know how I'd feel about that if my wife was posing topless on Instagram all the
time.
He
doesn't have to work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And long after she's gone, since he's so much younger, he'll enjoy that dowry. With our apologies to Halle Berry, even though we did sneak in a bikini pic. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.